Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Peeris, today being the 10th of May 2026, as we bring you hot rugby news off the field. But let me start off by wishing all the mothers a happy day, because today is Mother's Day and we'll be spinning a record as a dedication to all mothers. Can I state it that way? So on behalf of all our listeners here on www.goforgold.lk, joining me is, of course, my co-host, Luckett Peeris, as we wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day. Right, let's start off our proceedings in a wet, wet city of candy at Nithavala, where the defending champions Trinity completely outplayed Sri Sumangala by 39 points to nil in a one-sided game. The Trinitians led by 19 points to nil, 7 tries, 2 conversions. But Shane Dulava, our rugby expert, said that Trinity are very skillful. They are a talented outfit, the back line and the forwards play excellent rugby. But the only complaint he had, he said, is their kicking and goal is far below par. Having 3 professional kickers, they just can't find the ball going through the chopsticks. And he said, out of 7 tries, having only 2 conversions, well, Fazil Marja will have to work a lot on Trinity's kicking at goal, because the games that are coming ahead for the champions will be pretty challenging. At Sugathadasa Stadium, Thurston College beat Kingswood in a tightly contested game by 25 points to 21. After leading 15-7 at the Breela. And at Rajagiriya, Wesley outplayed Ananda by 36 points to 18 after leading 21 points to 10 at Lemons. Now, here comes a surprise. After 63 years, Zaira have beaten Royal College by 29 points to 28 in a very keenly contested rugby game. Zaira led by 12 points to 5. They came up with a sterling performance. Talking to the stalwart in Tony Amit, an old Zairian, he said he was happy the way that Zaira tackled, the way their back line ran the ball, worked the line, and they were far superior than Royal in this particular game. So well played, Zaira, winning by 29 points to 28. After 63 long years. The Thomians enjoyed a wonderful victory. I think one of the best games they've played so far this season. They beat Science College by 41 points to 13. After having a very tight first half, they led only by 10 points to 8. But they rallied around Thomian grit coming into play in the second half. The Josephians got the better of Mahanamba by 41 points to 25. After leading 24 points to 6 at the Breela. But of course, St. Joseph's will be concerned about the fitness level, because the team looks a bit jaded in the second half. I'm sure they'll work on it. And here is a surprise. And this time it's from the Trinity College Candy Stadium, where St. Anthony's College got the better of DS in a very tight game. Very interesting game. 21 points to 19. After leading 5-0 at the Breela. Wonderful to see St. Anthony's College Katukas Tota registering a win. Now, we have only one game coming up today, and that's Isi Patana playing against Lumbini. Let's move on to cricket news. Bangladesh versus Pakistan, the scores at the end of day 2. Bangladesh will be disappointed. They were 301 runs for 4 wickets overnight, and they were bowled out for 413. Let me remind you that Najmul Hussain made 101, Nominul Haq made 91, and Mushfiqur Rahim should have got 100, but sadly he was bowled out for 71 with Litton Das among the runs. He made 31. The bowling was controlled by Mohammad Abbas for Pakistan. He took a 5 for 92, and Afridi 3 for 13. Pakistan at closer play looking pretty at the wickets. 179 for 1. Imamul Haq made 45. At the wickets is Azam Awais batting on 85, and Abdullah Fazal is on 37. We are having a long day here on our podcast, because I made mention that we have plenty of sports we need to report. Right, so the upcoming game on an international cricket stage is, of course, day three, Pakistan versus Bangladesh. Keep an eye on that, because remember, Pakistan are 179 for one wicket in reply to Bangladesh's score of 413. On to IPL, Rajasthan Royals had a bad day in the park. They were beaten by Gujarat Titans by a big margin of 77 runs. Gujarat Titans batting first made 229 for 4. Shubman Gill made 84. The captain, Sai Sudarshan, 55. And Washington Sundar getting among the runs. He made 37. Only Brijesh Sharma looked impressive with the bowling. He took 2 for 47. Geoffrey Archer, surprisingly, was very expensive. He only 3 overs and got thumped for 41 runs. Now, that's something that they'll be concerned about. So, well played, Gujarat Titans beating Rajasthan Royals by a big margin of 77 runs, because the Rajasthan Royals were bowled out for 152 in 16.3 overs. Suryavanshi made 36, Churiel 24, and Ravindra Jadeja made 38. Rashid Khan got among the wickets, 4 for 33, spun a web around the Rajasthan Royal batters, while Jason with his seam took 3 for 12. Right, now let's look at what's coming up today first. Right, the first game is at 3:30, remember? Chennai Super Kings in sixth place will take on LSC, that's Lucknow Super Giants, at 3:30. And the game, the big game as they're calling it now, is between Royal Challengers Bangalore, who are at the moment in fourth place, will take on Mumbai Indians, tottering in ninth position. And of course, I forgot to just make mention, England women take on New Zealand women in a 20-over game today. So that'll be very interesting as well. Right now, let's take a look at the points table before we wind up of the Indian Premier League. Top of the tree is Sunrisers Hyderabad. They are followed by Gujarat Titans, who from fifth place after yesterday's win trot up to the second place. Third is PBKS. In fourth place is defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore, and Rajasthan Royals have slipped down to fifth place. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris this morning. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy presenting it to you. Well, today we wind up by playing a song dedicated to all mothers, and also another song for your listening pleasure as well. Enjoy the Sunday, and we'll look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.